Banging beers. There's a discrepancy over the numbers. So we're here back on a Saturday because we get some plans tomorrow, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But how's it going, gentlemen?
Good.
Oh, I skipped 162.
So
this is technically it would be 163.
Yeah, this is 163. Yeah, because right. That's what I put on the thumbnail.
Yeah, I have to go back and fix that.
Or way to go, Tony.
Or we can record one and release it as a lost episode.
And then that's what we're going to do. That's exactly what we're going to do. Next week, we 162.
We're going back in time. But yeah, we're back. We took last week off.
For capacitation.
Yeah. We just hit 88 miles an hour. But yeah, last week, we took last week off for a bunch of us. Have, you know, we had some plans for Mother's Day and, you know, respecting our mothers and whatnot. So we're back today. We got some beers from Wet Ticket. And we got a Freaky Peach here from Trogs we're going to crack open because I grabbed one of these last week and it just came out recently again. Our show beers here, we're rocking the Indica IPA from Lost Coast Brewing. So we'll talk about that here in a few minutes. But we're back. So anyone hanging out in the chat, what up?
Uncle Dan in the chat says, what's up, guys? What's up, everyone? And he says, Saturday show. So yeah, we're doing a Saturday show because we are going to be at the championship festivities tomorrow. We're going to be hanging out at the Poor Man Celebration. It's going to be a little bottle share. I've never done a bottle share, a beer share. So I don't really know what to bring. But
oh shit! Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll go grab some Pilgrim.
I got plenty of stuff.
Right, yeah, Bob's got us covered.
Yeah. I do have a 4-pack in the fridge from Weyerbacher. I a little story I could tell about that little beer trip, but
we got to talk about that too because
we have a lot.
There was some stuff that happened over the past week.
A lot of beer news. A lot of beer stuff we've encountered. But yeah, so Saturday we're gonna do this one Saturday, and then we'll be back again on Sunday. Dan says I'm up in Oregon right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I want to go to Oregon. I want to go to Crater Lake so bad.
He's been posting banging beer stickers everywhere.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So we're all across the West Coast right now.
Multinational banging beers.
Yeah. So very excited too. We get to meet our boys over at Central PA Pour. They're going to be there tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
nice.
We get to finally fellowship and hang out with them. Been working with them a lot, trying to help them fine tune some things on their end, but they're a great podcast. So go follow them. They have a lot of cool things, cool interviews coming up. So go support Central PA Pours as well as our friend over at Fueled by Hops podcast over in the Pittsburgh side of things. And I'm sure I'm missing tons of other podcasts, but they're just the ones I've recently been working and collaborating with. And speaking of that, Ryan is a sponsor and a donator to our Patreon, which we have. So if you want to head over to the IWEPnetwork.com, you can follow this podcast on all social media as well as all the other shows we do on this network. There's something for everybody. So if there's a show or a style or a topic you like, we probably cover it because we're a very pop culture inspired podcast. So we want to thank the people who do support us over on Patreon. That's going to be Ryan Vox from Outbreak Wrestling, David S., Brett Squared from the Keg Stand in Monty City, Bridget M., Andrew H. from Bangin' Beers Podcast, Greg R. Just met Greg R., so I have a little fun story with that. We went to the show at the wrestling show at Weyerbacher, and Greg just came up. He's like, hey, man, I'm Greg Reese. And I was like, from the Patreon. I was like, holy shit, man. Like, I never met the guy before. Bob met him, and he's been supporting the podcast ever since. So finally got to meet someone face-to-face who monetarily supports our podcast, which is crazy to me. I'm still not mentally ready for that, but that's really, really cool. And we thank him super, super, or we thank all of these people really a lot because it means the world to us. Heidi B from Not Cool in High School and Not Cool in High School Horror, Ryan G from the Fueled by Haas podcast, Kelly from Crystal Mountain Healing and the Truth Behind Illusion, as well as Tornado Tag podcast, Tommy B, the Tree of Life Metaphysical Shop, Brad Z, and the High Earth and Other Words podcast. So thank you all so much for the support. If you want to support on Patreon, we do have all those tiers. Anything over $10 gets you in the runnings for a t-shirt giveaway. We did just start a brand new merch page. Teespring has been giving us nothing but shit, and it's annoying me. So unfortunately, we did lose out on two items I really, really liked, was fanny packs and pint glasses, and some of the travel bottles. But we gained a lot more things on this Redbubble site that we can do that is really cool. If you want a clock, that's there. If you want stuff for your pet, like bandanas, you want to get one of your doggos, nice, a little Bangin' Beers bandana, you can do that. We have stuff for kids, doggos, the whole nine. There's only one shirt that I disabled the kids merch for, and that's the Hub shirt. I felt like it'd be weird, so I disabled the Hub shirt for children. but I ordered a hat, so I'm excited for that to come in.
There you go.
But all right, let's get through it, guys.
All right, yeah, this first one we got. So we needed a show beer today, so Bob stopped by Black Diamond, right?
Yep, Black Diamond.
So what do we got here, Bob? We got a Lost Coast brew here.
So this is Indica IPA from the Lost Coast Brewery of Eureka, California. It's considered an American IPA. It comes in at 6.5 ABV. It's listed at 50 IBUs. It's been logged in slightly over 45,000 times, where it averages a 3.59. I have 46 friend check-ins, where it averages a 3.7.
Breeze in Pennsylvania hanging out with us in the chat. What's going on,
hell
boys?
Yeah, boys.
Hey, guys. Can't wait to see you guys tomorrow. Thank you again.
Right up goes Indica India Pale Ale is a smooth, full-bodied, unfiltered beer. True to the style, Indica has a higher-than-average alcohol content of 6.5 ABV, balanced by radical bittering to give an intense spiritual aroma. The flavor profile is listed as hoppy, smooth, malty, sweet, and light.
And thank you once again to the Black Diamond and Frackville, huge supporters of the podcast. We love them to death. And thank you, Bob, for grabbing this for today's show beer. This is really fucking good.
This is super nice West Coast. I've had this I'm honestly surprised I've never checked this in. My brother Dave always used to have this in his fridge, and it's always a great IPA. But what do you guys think?
I like this. Yeah. I like it. What is the ABV on this?
6.5.
I could see me making a session out of these.
Yeah, I'm getting like some of the fruity notes and stuff off of the thing. I'm getting like an apricot to it.
And kind of like it where it's hard to tell if it's piney or grapefruity.
Yeah, it's got a very
and then as you're trying to decide what's going on there, that's when the apricot like stuff starts to kick in on.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a huge grapefruit hits in there, and very good, nice, like it's a little above a sessional, but it's still definitely all there. So guys, what I'm thinking really quick is I think we should crack the Freaky Peach first.
Okay.
Because I think this is a good one to let it warm up a little bit and sit and kind of sip a little bit.
We could put it in our booze glass.
Yeah, and then we'll jump into the whiskey in a little bit.
Whiskey.
So, but yeah, that's what I'm thinking here. So we got the Freaky Peach from Trogues. This is their new offering of it. So it's their one of their barrel series. It's a Pennsylvania sour ale fermented with peaches and apricots, aged in bourbon barrels. So we're going to crack this cork here. But so, yeah, we've had some adventures over the past week. So tell us about that Weyerbacher wrestling yeah, business.
So I went to the Weyerbacher Brewing Company. They have a company called the LVAC, and they actually run their own wrestling promotion as well as do merchandise and T-shirts. But they do a bunch of different shows. They do they've had wrestling events at the Mahoning Drive-In. Which is actually coming up again very soon, the Reel to Rumble. I should have added the beer to the table. Should I add one more? I have the beer from the event. We can crack it and try it.
That's up to you, man.
Yeah, I'll grab one when I get done telling the story here. But they had there's a professional wrestler, a very good professional wrestler. So good, in fact, that's his wrestling name. He's a very good professional wrestler. Then he made an appearance on AEW, and they changed his name to Avery Good. Avery Good professional wrestler. Awesome. But he was part of Andy's original training facility, Chikara. And he was part of this gimmick.
Not mine, Andy Hedder from TBI. Yeah,
Andy Hedder from Tornado Tag. So his story or his gimmick was the fans would vote on the fans would put out a character, and he was called the creator wrestler. And whatever was voted on, he had to play that character for a year. So, and he had some of the most ridiculous characters. One was like Ultimo Breakfast, and he wore a lucha mask that had like a pancake on it. and then he became this oldie time baseball player called Dasher Hatfield. And he was so good at this character that they stopped the contest. And that became his gimmick for most of his career. But he's so, so talented, very good. And he had his last match and retired at this event in Weyerbacher Brewing Company. And, Brian's not here to tell you about it. I didn't get to drink as much. I had one or two of the event beers. Brian had the event beer and then went on and tried to tackle the Weyerbacher mission.
Yeah, and anyone who's ever been to Weyerbacher, they will hurt you.
Well, Brian came up and said, I got the Mexican lager. You want a sip? And I took a sip of it, and I go, holy fuck, what is this? He goes, it's 9.5%. It's a Mexican lager. What is, like, who hurt you, Weyerbacher? No, they make very strong, very boozy, very good beers. They have the Blithering Idiot.
Yep. Then they have wine. They have a bourbon barrel aged one too.
That's the one I tried. It's called Insanity.
The whole Monk series.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. they're fantastic. I didn't leave
there. Sunday morning breakfast stouts like 11%.
Yeah. And then I think there's
those in the fridge.
We do. Nice. We do. We have an aged one.
That is
one.
So good.
Yeah, that's from 2017.
Ooh, right? That's going to be fantastic.
And there's the Insanity aged with cinnamon in the bourbon barrels.
I think that's the one I had.
Sinsanity or something they call
it? No, I didn't have that one.
Yeah,
Weyerbacher will do some damage to you. So if you ever do a brewery tour of the Lehigh Valley area, add them last.
Yeah.
When we do them for my birthday a few years ago, we went from Lost Tavern to Weyerbacher, and we had like two or three other breweries planned, and only one other one happened, and it got weird.
Yeah, they're very good. But I did leave some stickers there, so maybe they'll contact us for an episode. That would be sick. So maybe we could even bring an aged beer to them.
Actually, like in the intervening time since the last show, too, I ran into people from Levante and left them stickers.
Nice, so, nice. We're growing. We're getting there. We're becoming buddies with Rusty Rail, which is crazy. Like breweries of Pennsylvania. We're getting our name out there, which is pretty sick.
They love the Lord stickers.
Really?
Nice. Yeah.
The Lord stickers are going over well. I will say, on the new Redbubble site, the Lord sticker shows up. It looks really good on most things. I'm a fan of it. But the event was super cool. It was a wrestling show where you didn't have seats. Like everyone was standing and like literally just wrapped around the ring. It was the coolest energy I've ever had in a wrestling show. Really cool moments. Orange Cassidy showed up from AEW. Nice. Bryce Rensbent, who made a beer with Pilguru, was there. I did a little dig because Dan Champion, Avery Good, and Cindy Bacabella made the championship cream ale that they made. And I was heckling Dan. I said, Bryce makes a better beer. And Bryce just kept pointing at him like, yeah. They're both fantastic beers. They're both my favorite style beers. I love the apple. I love any like apple flavored stuff. And the cream ale is out of this world. So I'm going to go grab that cream ale and you guys can talk.
Cool. Yeah. So we just cracked this Freaky Peach here. So the 2022 Freaky Peach from Trogs Barrel Aged Series. Holy Christ. This is such a good beer. Like I get like brown sugar and the peaches.
And then what is it? 9.5?
Something like
9.3.
So I have it up.
Yeah. What do we got? What's the description there, Bob?
So a Freaky Peach from Trogs Independent Brewing of Hershey, PA. This is considered a fruited sour. It comes in at 7.5% ABV. Oh, wow. They say the nose knows, but Freaky Peach pulls a fast one. Its aroma promises charred caramel, grilled stone fruit, but the flavor delivers waves of bright peaches, sponge sugar, and whiskey sour. It's young, it's tart, it's super freaky. And the flavor profile is listed as sour, tart, fruity, deep, and vanilla.
Yeah, this is like a peach cobbler. Yeah, I mean, it is. It's like that warm, like brown sugary grilled peach type.
When you smell it, I was expecting to read something about this being barrel aged. And
how you just said grilled, I definitely know what you see. You're saying, but like it has like that.
Well, I think that's that bit of grilledness probably comes from the charred of the bourbon barrel that it's aged in.
Yeah, that's definitely there. Kind of segues into. I tried to tackle the road trip in La Rosa adventure. And I will say right now, I will lay down the gauntlet to any brewery. I had my new, the best peach flavored beer I've ever had in my life.
Oh, yeah. At Stoker's?
At Stoker's Brewing Company. Holy fuck. First off, Stoker's not only makes a fantastic peach beer, please, for the love of God, can that. I got to learn a lot about that place. And we do have possibly something in the works coming where we can do an episode there, but it would have to be like either really late or really early because one of the things I learned about Stoker's, that's a one-man operation. This dude is brewing, bartending, cleaning the business, running the he's killing it. So it is very hard for him to get out there and really get his name out there. So but I feel like he deserves all the recognition.
Yeah, Stoker's I think is highly underrated and under like
21 beers on tap, and that's one man show.
Yeah, because Bob gave me a gift certificate there for my birthday, so thanks again, Bob. But Rich and I went up there a few weeks ago. We got two flights and pretty much tried everything on the menu, and holy shit, everything was fantastic.
Yeah,
we were there a long time ago too, and they have a really cool like beer garden in the back too, and it's like a yard. They have yard games and stuff. There was some dude playing like 1920 coal miner songs and shit.
Nice.
It was really cool.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I didn't have a beer there I didn't enjoy. I even tried like a stout. I had the peanut butter cup stout. That was good. I had a smoked beer, but it was almost like the Lebanon bologna, what the Lebanon bologna should have been from Snitz, but from him.
Nice.
Like it tasted like smoked meat. It was really, really good. What else did we, the, the beer with the cool backstory. We won't get too much into it because I kind of want him to tell that story if we have him on.
The Fanciful Dream IPA.
Yeah, Fantiful.
Fantiful.
Yes, I fucking almost had a stroke saying that. yeah, it's awesome. We went there, and then we went to break. I know
we went down to Tamaqua's other brewery. We went to
Revere. Well, I don't know why I say Breaker. Revere. They both have like a coal miner theme to them. Revere, fantastic. Every beer there was good. I really enjoyed everything from them. They have a beer that I tasted and I was like, I've had this before. And he goes, have you ever had the beer Voodoo Dust? And I was like, oh, from Three Floyds in Indiana. He goes, you definitely know your beer. He goes, like, I tried to make my own version of that, not like a clone, but his own take. And I go, I definitely taste it's there.
Yeah, the zombie IPA.
The zombie IPA. Yeah. And it was really, really good. Another great beer. Two good places, man. Tamaqua is killing it. Their beer game is awesome. And I believe something else is opening soon around the area, like a winery or something. What were they talking about? Another business opening in Tamaqua, like a beer or brewery or distillery place?
They might have been talking about, if there's another one, I'm not aware of it, but they might have been talking about the it used to be the Blue Lizard Winery.
Okay.
That's been taken over by new people. It's
I think that's a winery is coming in.
I can't remember the name of it now. It's like the something, the Cellar Beast or something like that.
Oh, Cellar Beast. They're out of Allentown.
Yeah. And then from there, we went to
Bright Star.
Bright Path.
Yeah,
Bright Path. By the time I got there, I could not drink anymore. I needed to eat. Unfortunately, no food. Well, you could have had food ordered and delivered, and I would have 100% did that at either Revere or Stoker's. But for some crazy, insane turn of events, cell phone towers were down in Tamaqua, so we couldn't call or do anything. If we could have died and nobody would have never known, because no cell phone service, which is terrifying to think about. If they ever take that away, we're fucked. Like, how do we survive?
You know? We'll get by, it'll be okay.
But yeah, they couldn't order food, so we went to Bright Path. I didn't get any Chinese beers. I took a sip of Bob's beer. That's, I think, the most I did, but because I couldn't support by buying beer, I did buy a t-shirt and a pint glass. Definitely want to go back there. That's beautiful.
The place is awesome. I love that they have the half liter and full liter, like Oktoberfest style glasses.
Yeah, definitely. And then from there, we went to a pizza shop and it was already like 6:30 at night. And I was like, it's time to go home. But we did a lot of cool networking. We met cool people. And yeah, I had a blast.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this freaky peach, since you're the peach fan, the super peach fan?
So it is part of a barrel age, so there is a little bit of the booziness. It would be hard for me to drink. Like, this is a good share beer for me. Like, this is a beer like I enjoy having a taster of, or like a flight of, but I don't know if I would be able to do a full pour.
I definitely could. I really like this is a good, like, I wish this came out, like, I know it's peach, but like, this is a good, like, around the fire beer. Like,
yes, that I do agree with. This would be a good around the fire beer, and something that you would just like, I could do a full pint, but it'd be something I would sip on for a while. It wouldn't.
Yeah,
be like,
yeah, yeah. It's definitely a sipper. It's not. That's why I suggest let's pour it, but I'm gonna end up cranking this fucker down.
Yeah, I'm starting to get like candy hints on the end.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah. With
like
that,
I don't know. I don't want to say peach ring, but similar.
It's not super sweet, which is what I like that. But like I said, I get when it says with the grilled, I'm like probably coming from the char and the bourbon barrels, and probably a little bit of the sweetness too off of the bourbon, but. You know, I can, that's definitely like a nice snifter full and have a good time.
All right.
So the reason we're all here today right now is we got this bountiful harvest from the Wet Ticket Brewing Company in New Jersey that Bob brought along for us. So thanks, Bob, for doing the legwork and grabbing this for us. And so the first one we got up is our Mexican lager.
I'm very excited for this episode, only because we're going to end with the one beer we've had from Wet Ticket on this show, and that's going to be the watermelon lager, right? Lager?
Yep.
Yeah. It's Wheat Ale. Hands down, we said on the show, the best watermelon beer ever had on this show. I've ever had personally. The only thing that came close, but it was an NA beer, so it doesn't count, was the one from like Arabia or whatever. The
peach one, yeah.
I thought that was watermelon. Oh, it was peach.
Was that from like Abu Dhabi or something?
Yeah. Yeah. So it wasn't even watermelon. So that's awesome. So I'm excited to see what else this brewery offers. If people haven't heard the episode where we had this one beer and you told the backstory, dive into what makes the name Wet Ticket.
So although when you walk in, it's kind of like a hippie beach vibe based on the appearance, the name Wet Ticket is a Prohibition reference. And when people began to honestly make a move to get Prohibition repealed, if you were a candidate that was going to work to get Prohibition repealed, you ran on the wet ticket. And if you were a candidate that wanted to keep it in place, you ran on the dry ticket.
What a fucking loser.
What a buzzkill. So,
another neat thing about New Jersey and Prohibition, when Prohibition was repealed nationally, New Jersey left it up to each municipality to decide whether or not they would repeal Prohibition.
Is that why Ocean City, New Jersey's dry?
There are actually still dry cities in New Jersey that never repealed Prohibition.
Lame.
Or the like one or two times I went to Ocean City, New Jersey with a friend of mine when we were in like elementary school. I remember his parents, there was a liquor store like right across the street, like right across the bridge from like going into it. So we'd always stop there so they could grab beer and stuff to go in.
You can smoke weed in New Jersey, but you still can't buy beer everywhere.
Fucking New Jersey.
It's crazy.
Oh, goddamn New Jersey.
Yeah, so that's a cool name. I always have a little bit of a thing for me with Prohibition in that era, because I think it's interesting to learn about and hear about. But it also ended, not obviously on the day I was born, but the day, December 5th, the day, like my birthday, December 5th, Prohibition ended. So I was born to drink. Just not as much as probably everybody else. But I enjoy doing it, you know? I
like when you read about Prohibition stuff and people were able to get like whiskey prescriptions and shit. Yeah.
Well, that's where like the Old Forester is the longest distilling place in the United States, because they applied to have their bourbon as medicine so they can continue to make it throughout all of Prohibition.
Actually, I just read a thing. There was a link from it on Untappd news page the other day. It's a company in Germany that makes a digestive bitter.
Oh, nice.
And the way they originally, prior to Prohibition, had set it up, it was considered a digestive aid. It wasn't, even though it's 40% alcohol,
yeah,
it's not considered a liquor. And they were able to constantly sell their stuff the whole time.
Well, yeah, I think, I don't know if it's all of Wisconsin or like a specific place in Wisconsin, but there's this one bartender YouTuber I follow named Anders Ericsson that he does an episode on bitters. And I guess the tradition at this one specific bar is a full shot of Angostura aromatic bitters. And because during Prohibition, it was like you said, it was like a medicine almost. And so people would do the full shot, cause it's like 40, maybe it's like 40% alcohol. Yeah. But so people would come in and get their medicine and they would just do so now it's a tradition that if you go, I guess, and I'm not sure if it's the whole state or if it's just that one bar, but the tradition is you do a full shot of bitters. And if you ever had Angostura bitters, they are strong, like in taste, and not just obviously they're boozy, but they're made to be like a dash in a drink. Like when you make it old fashioned, it's like three dashes of bitters, or a Manhattan, two dashes of bitters, and you're doing it or the bitter brow of one of the all sorts,
yes,
that we spoke about the other time. But yeah, it's to do it, that's a daunting task to me. Maybe I'll do it one day.
But that'll be my mission now. I'm gonna go back and get the name of that one out of the article and see if I can round it up and get us some for the show.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah,
I love
it. We are pretty packed this whole month, but probably starting again next month, I would love to do a style episode again where we talk about a style.
Yeah, they're on the horizon. We just gotta plan it out.
Yeah,
we need a shitty beer shootout too sometime soon.
Yeah, that's and everyone's clamoring to be on that episode. Yeah.
So, but this is a fantastic Mexican lager.
I'm honestly pissed off at Untappd and people who check this in, because I know it's only a Mexican lager, and I don't think it does, like, people don't rank them higher because of the style, but for what this beer is, this is a very, like, I would rank this, I'm not protecting the four anywhere close to this. This is a very high for me, because it's a very drinkable, very tasty, full potty, like, all day lawnmower, outdoor party, whatever you want to call it, beer. Like, this is fantastic. I really, really like this.
Yeah. Clean, smooth. This is crusher. This is session
beer. I love this.
Yeah, this is a beach beer, lawnmower beer, barbecue beer, whatever. Holy shit. Like, it's like nice and crisp. Get like a corniness. I don't know if there's corniness a corniness, and like with the citrus hops, there's like that little hint of citrus to it. But and like
it's unbelievable.
That you really get that like corn on the nose, but it's nice and clean.
This is where I do get upset with Untappd. Like, I look at this beer and it averages like a 3.5, and I'm like, 3.5 is fantastic, but it's definitely better than that. Like, it's higher than that. I think people get caught up in the, like, only certain styles can go higher up, and it pisses me off.
Yeah.
Did you read this one off?
No, but I have it up.
Yeah, good.
So this one is called Pursuing Paradise. Again, this is from Wet Ticket Brewing of Rahway, New Jersey.
Great name, too.
They have it, the style is a pale lager, even though they call it a Mexican lager. It comes in at 4.9% ABV. It's been logged in 123 times, where it averages a 3.68. I've had 3 friend check-ins where it averages a 3.33. Crisp and clean, with just the right amount of Citra hops in the whirlpool to create a refreshing finish, Mexican style. And the flavor profile is listed as light, crisp, bright, smooth, and bitter.
Yeah, this is really, really good.
Yeah, I give me this or a Miller Lite or a Bud Light, or this is winning hands down every time.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, this is what this type of lager should taste like. It's fantastic. Like I said, crush all day, could drink this. I would like a 6-pack of these next to me at the beach.
Yeah. So I got to go see a movie. I went and seen the new Doctor Strange movie.
Nice.
Anyone have plans to go see it?
I do want to see it. I don't know if I'll get to it, but we'll see.
I was going to go like late show tonight, but with having to get up
in the morning
tomorrow.
Yeah. I will say this. I really, really enjoyed it. But I really, really enjoyed it because I feel like I loved it because who directed it?
Sam Raimi.
Yes.
Sam Raimi.
This has Sam Raimi all over it. I mean, there's scenes that are pulled almost right from Evil Dead 2 and Evil Dead and Army of Darkness and Drag Me to Hell. Like, they're all there. Like, I said this to Heather and he didn't agree, but this is the closest you're going to get to a horror movie in the Marvel Universe. It's really fucking good. Like, there are scenes where they make the villain of this movie look like they're scary, like they should be. And it's fucking fantastic. That's all I'm going to say. If you are an Evil Dead fan too, there are fun things that you're going to enjoy. If you're a Sam Raimi fan, keep an eye out for the car. It's definitely going to be there.
The Delta 88.
The Delta 88. It's definitely going to be there. But yeah, awesome movie. I can't wait to talk about it more. Another one that we just, it's coming. It's on Fire Stick now that we want to watch is Firestarter.
Oh, yeah, I've heard good things about that.
That came out yesterday.
Yeah.
I may watch that tonight when I go home.
I saw a commercial for that today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard
liar pants on fire.
Yeah. I've heard not the best things about it so far, and like the one Joe Bob Briggs group I'm in, but I'll give it a whirl.
Yeah. I'm also in a group that's in the new Evil Dead video game chat, and all they're doing is complaining and saying it's the worst game ever made. I don't see it. I'm having a blast. I'm having such a good time with it. It's crazy good.
I don't think I can run it, so I won't be playing it.
Oh, on the PC?
Yeah. My video card needs updating.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it's only like a 5-gig game, too. It's not like a...
Yeah, that I know, where it's just the video card requirements. Well, a buddy of mine's, he has an old, a much better NVIDIA GeForce than I have. He's just like, you can just have it. I'll send it to you. So,
oh, sick.
I might have it sometime soon.
Yeah, it's really fun. Actually, I think Heidi went and picked it up.
It's kind of like, it's like the Left 4 Dead type.
Is it cross-platform?
It is. All right, cool. Yeah. So it is Left 4 Dead, but not in the aspect that you have to run away and hide the whole time. Like, you're fighting most of it. Like, you are hand to hand fighting.
Well, I mean, that's all depends on how you play Left 4 Dead.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Dead by Daylight, where you have to like hide.
From Yeah. No, Left 4 Dead just like horde beyond horde.
It's not that bad. Mm-hmm. So the way this kind of works is it's 4 survivors. And each survivor has a class. So there's like a warrior.
It's Ash, Pablo, what's her name?
Well, right now there's 3 for each class, but they're adding more characters later.
Oh, so it's more than them.
Yeah, so it's...
What the hell's the girl's name?
There's 2 Evil Dead 1 characters, 2 Evil Dead 2.
With an R. I don't remember.
More of the characters are from the TV show than the movies. I think the first movie is only him and his sister.
She's on the show too.
Yeah. Then the Evil Dead 2 is him, the guy, and the professor's daughter.
Okay.
Army of Darkness is 2 of the knights. I forget which ones they are. I'm having a brain
Arthur.
Fart. Yeah. And then
Mr. Pitt.
And then you have to actually do like solo story based ones to unlock like four or five characters. So there's like solo things you can do on your own to unlock more characters. There's tons of replay value because the more you play as one character, you level it up and get that character stronger and you do better in the game. If you're level one and you come in and the demon's really strong level and been playing a lot, you will lose. Like it's balanced by it rewards you for playing more, obviously. But it's four survivors. Your first admission is to find the map, all the maps of the area. Once you find the maps, that unlocks the book, the pages, and the Kundarian dagger. Once you unlock those, then you have to fight these four like guardians with like big cloak things. They're probably from the TV show. I don't know. And then once you defeat them, the book is revealed and all the demons are trying to attack the book. And then you have to hold them off until the book times out and then blows up and then you win. The entire time you're doing this, one player plays the demons. So he's almost like a dungeon master. So he has so many points and timers and cooldowns, and he has to set it up to defeat you guys. And then everyone in the game has a fear level. So if your fear level gets too high, you could become possessed, and then I can spend my points to possess you, and then everyone has to then fight the demons and you until you become unpossessed. So you have to manage your health, your shield, and your fear, and stamina, which is a lot of fun. It's really, really good time. There's a lot of strategy involved. If people just try to run off and play by themselves, they will not have a good time.
Yeah, I do want to play it. Kelly, that's her name.
Yeah, Kelly.
Yeah.
So if you've never seen have you seen the Ash vs. Evil Dead?
I have not. No,
holy my fuck! God, how dude, not?
Get on that.
Watch so, it.
Wow. So when good. It first came out, I think it was only on.
So it's all on Netflix now.
Yeah. Yes. So I didn't have a chance.
I got Showtime specifically to watch it.
Yeah.
Or was it Stars? It might have been Stars.
Yeah, it was Stars.
I think
it was
Stars. Oh, holy fuck! It is so fucking funny. It is so good. Basically, Ash he brings back the undead, the evil dead, because he's trying to impress some girl and reach from the Necronomicon while they're getting high.
Oh, so it's getting high
like,
again.
And then he like kind of forgets about it, and then like the demons start like popping up here and there.
And he's like,
it's so fucking funny.
It is.
It's scary though too. Yeah. Like it's probably like some of the creepiest stuff from the whole Evil Dead franchise.
The remake was scary.
The remake was really good.
Awesome.
Because I liked how everyone kind of had like their Ash moment versus just having a straight up Ash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, I really liked the remake. And they were supposed to like tie them together, but I guess that's not happening.
Well, then there's
never
a new
never
movie
they're
coming
talking
out.
About
it's like Evil Dead Rise. Yeah.
Where
it's going to be like in a city or something.
Yeah.
Like an apartment building.
It's in a city and it happens in a high rise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be Evil Dead Die Hard.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. Well, we are out our next one from Wet Ticket here. This is called Elise. I actually have a friend named Elise. She was cool. Good beer name.
What we got, Bob?
All right. Elise from Wet Ticket Brewing of Rahway, New Jersey. Considered a New Englander hazy IPA. This one comes in at 6.4% ABV, and it's listed at 33 IBUs. It's been checked in 276 times, where it averages a 3.91. I have 6 friend check-ins, where it averages a 3.75. And I had this the last time I was at the brewery. There is no real write-up. It's just a flavor profile, which is citrus, hazy, hoppy, peachy, and white wine. On the board, if I remember correctly, they mentioned getting a white grape hint on the end of it.
See, I'm getting something completely different. I'm getting peach. But for me, this drinks like a really oaty, like, hazy IPA. But if it was also made with, like, tea bag. I'm getting, like, a peach tea, but, like, tea bag. Like a tea. Like
a black tea? Type?
Like, almost like a black tea. Or, like if you just heat the water and put a tea bag in. Like, it's not like a sweetened tea. Like, almost like a... I had that tea taste almost like
I
a peach tea.
See that a little bit on the back end. Yeah. Like the peachiness and the citrus.
Yeah.
Especially on the nose. It's very, very like peach heavy. Nice. This is good too. I can't go like, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so funny. Like you, how many breweries can you say that you've been to that have been bad? Like I can only think of really one off the top of my head. And not counting the Omnipollo episode.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't think I ever went to a brewery where I didn't have a good time or I didn't enjoy what I was there. Like, I found at least one beer on the menu I liked.
Yeah, I went to, there was one brewery I did not like. at all. I'm not going to mention them because I'm just not going to talk shit. But I know some of you may have been there, or I think Bob's been the one I'm talking about. But it was Rich and I were in this area for, I think we were dropping, we were helping one of the local cat shelters. We dropped cats off to get like fixed or something.
Okay.
For a local shelter. And we were helping them out for the day. And everything was bad. Like the beer was not good.
Hmm.
But
to our northwest.
Yes. But
what a psycho.
But it was, it just was not good. I could not find anything on the menu that I tried. I did not like. It was a very rare occurrence because usually there's at least something that's decent.
There's breweries I love that if I catch them on a like a bad rotation,
well, it's either
most of the board is things I'm not into.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean, that's happened before. I mean, wouldn't say I had, it's a bad brewery,
or it's either
yeah,
or it's either a bad rotation or just like,
yeah, like ever I got a
they
flight.
Didn't have anything all dialed in yet.
I think we got all two flights and there was nothing good on it, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah,
but because I mean every now and then you'll have a shitter at some breweries. Like I remember there was some hop one I got at 0 Day the one time. It was like 009, so I got it. I'm like, all right. Ooh, I couldn't even finish it. It was some kind of IPA with like a New Zealand hop. Listen,
there's beers that I've had from breweries I love, and I was like, I'm never drinking that again.
But 0 Day as a whole is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Especially their new place in Midtown. And then in Harrisburg. And then I got a jalapeno lime lager once at Pizza Boy. I couldn't do it. It was
the jalapeno at Stoker's.
Yeah,
I had no heat.
Yeah. Well, see, now that... That can change, because yeah, it's all on the peppers. Because he's had batches of that where there was definitely some heat.
Well, he had the one that was it that Brewfest last year?
That was the mango. No,
that was
the
jalapeno. Wow, Revere.
That
had
was
the mango
fantastic.
Jalapeno one.
Yeah,
but like I mean, like I said, like Pizza Boy, all their beers are great, but this is just this one. Oh, I couldn't do it. It wasn't hot. It just was not good.
Yeah,
it tasted like I was drinking the pepper skins.
That's fair. I mean, listen, not everybody.
But you're going to have that. It happens sometimes.
If you tell me you go to a brewery and drink everything perfect. They liked and everything's all perfect, you're a liar. Like, I'm sorry, you're a liar. There's things on beers you don't like, but you do it with the couth and not be like, fuck this place. They fucking suck. Like, there's an art and there's a craft and there's love that goes into making this stuff. And not everything's going to be made for every single body on the planet, you know?
But like I said, it is rare to find a place that I don't like anything. Like, it's just, it happens.
I've never had that.
That's the only instance I can honestly think about it, but.
All right.
So what we got next here?
We're getting, well, this is about the time where they start getting released. So we're the pumpkin ale.
Oh, Christ.
I'm not even joking. I went to a beer place yesterday and they are starting to put them in the coolers.
Yeah. Fuck that shit, dude.
Well, because they have to start making like for the cycle, like,
well, they,
like
all, they can make
all,
them.
All depending on,
you know, it's getting nice and hot. Let's hit us with pumpkin beers, pumpkin spice, and Oktoberfest.
Yeah, so I love when I'd be in North Carolina and I'd go into the beer store to get beer for the beach, and I'm like, it's pumpkin ales, and it's 107 degrees out.
Yeah, exciting.
That's what I want right now.
So we're getting this one out early.
All right, so we're jumping early. This is the earliest pumpkin beer I've ever had.
We understand that the time process of making it, we get all that. But
to be honest, so I had this when I was at the brewery too, and I think you guys are going to be very pleased with it.
Yeah, I full disclosure, we did maybe last year, the year before, we drank so many pumpkin beers, and it.
Oh yeah, that but 2 years ago,
it ruined.
We did all the pumpkin beers.
I think it was the year before.
Yeah,
I don't recall having any.
Yeah, it was the year before.
There was so many. Beers. So many. If you guys are tuning in, you're watching live, let us know you're in the chat. Say hi. We do have some likes and some interactions on Facebook. A like or a comment goes a long way, or just engagement in the chat in general. If you're drinking on a Saturday, sucks. We know we knew we were going to lose some of our audience today switching from a Saturday to a Sunday. But if you are hanging out with us, we do appreciate it. If you are watching or listening back later, we need help. We're call to action. Reviews on our ratings on Spotify. Our Apple help out tremendously.
Yeah, see, I feel bad because I didn't know if we were going to do this live today or we were going to record this and release it tomorrow. So when I did my breakfast post, I didn't say anything about the show.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. But yeah, so if you're
way
on Apple,
go, Bob,
this is all your fault, Bob. No, it's okay. If you are watching live, take a screenshot. Even if you can't leave a review, if you're on somewhere where you don't have a review platform, take a screenshot of either the screen of you're watching or a photo and tag it on your fellow social media. Be like, hey, on Instagram or Facebook, watching Bangin' Beers podcast. This is great. This is great. Check them out. Do that, all that fun stuff. But word of mouth is definitely going to get us out there. And because you guys are doing cool things like that is opening a lot of doors for us. And we really appreciate it.
As it warmed up, I think the peach got more tart.
Yeah, it did actually.
All right, so this is called Scarecrow Juice from Wet Ticket. Now, what is the... Here's my question, Bob, and if you don't know the answer, that's fine. But so far, this one, the Trolley Hopper and the Watermelon all say original Wet Ticket. So are these like their first batches of beers they did when they opened? Is this like some of the OG recipes?
I honestly don't know.
Not every can says original Wet Ticket. So I'm just curious of what that original stamp means.
That'll be my next mission for the next visit.
There you go.
Just curious. If anyone from the brewery watches or listens back later, send us a message. We'd love to know.
Oh, that's nice.
Right, you want to read it off?
Scarecrow Juice Pumpkin Ale from Wet Ticket Brewing of Rahway, New Jersey. Considered a pumpkin or yam beer. This one comes in at 6.7% ABV.
Wow, I would have not guessed that.
It's listed at 12 IBUs. It's been checked in almost 1,500 times, where it averages a 3.7. I have 9 friend check-ins, where it averages a 3.67.
Yeah, I'm color me surprised.
Scarecrow Juice Pumpkin Ale. Like great music, this beer hits all the notes. Body, spice, malt, and hops all come together to create a beer an IPA lover can appreciate. I've been making pumpkin beers for about 10 years. This is the first one I truly enjoy. And the flavor profile is listed as light, cinnamon, subtle, sweet, and smooth.
Yeah, it's not overly spiced. It's a little...
It's balanced perfectly.
Yeah, there's a little slight sweetness, so you get a little like pumpkin roll-y type business to it.
Yeah, the
very light-bodied.
Yeah, the pumpkin and the spices are complementing each other very well.
I gave it a 1, though, because it's May.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No, I was going to say, that's fucked up.
I'm just kidding.
No, actually, it's not even bad to have in May.
No, like, no, it's not. It's good.
Because it's light-bodied enough that it's not like...
Yeah, it's not super heavy at all. There's a little bit of sweetness there.
Like, it'd be good. Like, it's good now because we have these nights that it's still like...
Yeah, it's still chilly at night.
Relatively chilly at night.
I'm debating, am I going to be regretting wearing a sleeveless shirt when I leave because it's been raining, but we'll see what happens.
So I'm kind of looking at their website here. If you do ever go back, Bob, this Kolsch sounds very appetizing. And then what was the other one you said you wanted to bring but you grabbed the wrong one?
They have a mango wheat ale.
Oh, now. tastes like the tropics. So instead of taste like summer, there's taste like the tropics. So I guess it's like a series for them. And there's one called Hop Dyed. It's like a tie-dyed beer. Well, the can's tie-dyed, not the actual beer. I was actually going on to see if I clicked on a beer, if it described why it says original on it. But I'm not getting anything from the...
Yeah, this is super nice and light. Like I said, not overtly spiced. Because a lot of times you get that spice bomb on a pumpkin beer. And that's usually why I don't like pumpkin
beers. I still say my favorite pumpkin is Stegmeier.
Stegmeier's is still...
Somebody just joined the chat on Twitch. So thank you. And it says, it's you. You decide. And it says, hi, guys. And then it says, talk about RuneScape.
RuneScape, Jesus Christ.
That was like...
I can do EverQuest.
Okay.
RuneScape, I remember being in high school in typing class and playing RuneScape instead of typing.
I can do EverQuest. I can't do RuneScape, though.
So this beer, if you buy it...
if you got like 7 hours, I can talk EverQuest.
Yeah. This beer, when you buy it or you get it at the thing, most of our guests choose to get their glass rimmed with maple syrup and a sugar and spice blend.
Ooh, I can see. That'd
so
be nice.
I've never experienced getting that for a beer.
Oh, really?
Until I went to Stoker's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do the
cinnamon sugar with the peach.
Cinnamon sugar on the peach, for the peach cobbler, yeah. But yeah, no, I like when they rim beers like that. Because like you know, you get them like with cocktails and margaritas. And
this is why we can never own our own business. Because you know we'd call them
rim jobs.
Rim jobs, yeah, rim jobs.
You want a rim job?
Or maybe that's why we should own our own business.
We should.
Let me give it to you, Dirty Sanchez.
That's a t-shirt idea, too.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoy our chocolate porter, Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah.
Would you like a rim job with that?
Yeah.
Our brewery's going to be fantastic if we ever get big enough to own one.
This beer lots is of merch too. It's better than busting a nut. Not that he's ever had one.
It'll be like, welcome to the Bangin' Beers Podcast Pub, where we make semi-decent beers, but we have the sense of humor of a six-year-old kid in middle school, you know?
I've had orgasms. I've had plenty of orgasms. I'm going to thumb through your eye. It'll be like the episode of Always Sunny where they try to copy that one bar.
Yeah. Curtis Hawk. covered in really bright light.
I talk more about RuneScape. That wasn't.
Is that the one that has like the sea shanties and shit when you're going? It's like,
I think, yeah, and like, and you have
it's
to.
It's kind of like, it's not, I don't want to say Diablo, but like,
cut down trees.
Oh, we're back to RuneScape. Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh.
Yeah. So it's point and click, and you'll have to tune in to our side quest episode.
It's one of the main, it's one of the early MMORPGs.
I've never played it.
So I've never honestly played it. I've seen some videos of it. Like I said, I went right when it came to MMORPGs, I missed RuneScape and what the fuck was the other one? Ultima Online.
I think the first online game I played was Diablo 1.
But EverQuest ruined most of my life.
All right. So anyway, this pumpkin spice, I enjoy it. It, like I said, it's very light bodied. It drinks very nice. I didn't think I was going to be into it, but I like it a lot.
No, I can definitely get behind this. I'd prefer it in the fall, but right now it's light enough that it's not offending me.
Yeah.
All right. But it is good.
We are at the wet ticket intermission, and we're going to drink the Wirebocking Brewing. Wirebocker Brewing. Wirebocking, yeah.
Wirebocking Brewer Company.
I was looking at the
come in, you'll be bocking them up.
Yeah, yeah. And this is the Champion Cream Ale.
Comes in at 12.87 ABV.
No, this is actually, they were responsible with this one.
Yeah, it's 9.
It's actually like going like a 4.5 or,
what?
Yeah. It's probably the lowest ABV.
If it's lower than an 8, is it even?
Well, they wanted to sell this to a bunch of wrestling fans and keep them for like a 9-card pay per view, so they couldn't give them like 13% beer.
I don't know. It might have been interesting if they did.
Oh, they would have been the shit show.
Yeah, they have 4.6. Do they have to contract brew this?
Yeah.
God, I don't know how to go below 8.
Yeah. You're walking at it with all the stuff.
Slow down.
No.
Move back.
Yeah. our collaborative cream ale brewed for champions. Brewfest is especially for the bash at the brewery in beautiful Eastern Pennsylvania. Bell to bell, rope to ring. For live squared circle from the squared circle. You're welcome. And it's a collaboration with the LVAC and Bonna Place Brewing Company.
Bond Place, nice.
Bond Place.
Yep.
Yeah, let's crack this open. I really, really like this. I'm glad I bought 2 4-packs of it because I've been really enjoying these. I drank two
Bond
of them.
Bond Place is in Easton, right?
Yeah.
Bethlehem.
Yeah, I drank two of them during Tornado Tag the other night.
I think I had an ESB off of them that was really good.
Yeah, I've had some good stuff from Bond Place. I've never been there, but I've had some of their beers.
Weren't they at Brewfest? Bond Face?
Probably.
I don't think they might have been.
I don't know.
I don't remember. But
yeah, that was a long time.
I get them confused with St. Boniface.
Yes, but I did order the tickets for my dad and myself for this year's Brewfest.
I did as well.
I need to do that. I'm going to have me and Brian.
Is your brother drinking or is he filming with us?
Both. So the same as Rusty Rail.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. Dude, I love what your brother's like. Like oversharing because he was like, hey guys, I'm fucking drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, he cracked those extra ones down quick. Good thing we're there all day.
Yeah, that was a fun day. Yeah, so the Champion Cream Ale from Wirebocker Brewing. There's really no write up here. It's just this collab. It's just pretty much what I read off the can. But yeah, Bond Place Brewing, Wirebocker, and then the collaboration with LVAC and Cindy Bacabella, Avery Good, and Dan, Big Dan Champion. On the can, I did rip the label off. The label is on the table, so they have made the table. Like I said, great beer, great night, great event, and we honored a very, very good professional. It's so weird to say like a very good professional wrestler because that's his name and that's what he was, but or is. I'm not saying was. He's not gone. He's gone from wrestling from now, but no one ever stays dead. Let's hope he gets back.
Like Molly Crew.
People are already trying to book him and like sending him like, can you come wrestle for our show? And he's like, I just fucking retired. Leave me alone. But the coolest thing ever that I've ever seen at a wrestling show is they actually ended the match with a superplex from the top. And when they hit the center of the ring, it broke the spring.
Oh, shit.
So the ring literally just went to a teepee. So literally the last one, it wasn't the last move, but that's like hitting a grand slam home run.
Yeah, right.
In like the World Series to end your career. Like his last move broke the ring and then ended with the match.
Was that a work?
No, they legit broke it. And they were like, and they sold it perfectly. It was a double.
Rings are so weird though, too. Cause like they have the spring ring and then they have the ones that the way the bars go across, it still gives that give. It's such a weird thing.
Yeah, it's crazy how they they've developed it over the years. But it's it was a spring ring, and it was cool. And if you want to watch the entire event, which I highly recommend you do, head over to Independent Wrestling Television, or IWTV.com, or IndependentWrestlingTelevision.com, or you can search on IWTV, and it's on there. It's, I think it's like $10 a month, and you get all this really good independent wrestling. And there's a lot of stuff you can watch on there for people who are on TV right now, just killing the game, and they all kind of still make appearances in different shows. But definitely go watch it. It was a good time.
Speaking of wrestling, have you watched Young Rock at all?
Yes. Yeah.
I love it.
It's awesome.
I haven't watched it yet.
My only,
and I feel like I
think some of the wrestler casting is fantastic. And some of it, not so much.
Yeah.
Like the dude who played Triple H in the newest one, way too handsome to be Triple H. it's like casting Chris Hemsworth to be Triple H.
Yeah. The guy who played Austin looked nothing like
Austin. He sounded like him.
He did, though. He did.
He sounded like him. The Macho Man in the first season. He didn't have, like, he looked good, but he didn't have the, but this season he's a little bit more. Iron Sheik's perfect.
Yeah.
And Andre.
Yeah.
Andre's so good. A little Chino from Dexter.
Is that who it is?
Yeah. The Cuban dude that he kills.
Yeah.
He's like the gang leader in like the second season to get like his mojo back.
So what do we think of the champion cream ale?
It's very
That's
nice.
Good.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
I love cream ale beers.
Dude, they're Mean Gene though. Holy shit, he looks just like him.
Season two, they casted some NFL players.
Did they?
Yeah. Doug Flutie and Jeff Garcia make an appearance.
Oh, yeah, that's right, they did.
Nice, nice. Because he goes and plays in Canada football, Canada. And that's where Jeff Garcia and Doug Flutie came from.
Yeah, they did do that. Yeah, it's like a nice wholesome show.
And a lot of it takes place in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
But, and dude who plays Rocky Johnson looks like it. He's not as big.
Tony Atlas looked good, too.
Yeah, Tony Atlas looked really good. But I love the Sheik. Sheik's actually, I think, a little too ripped.
Well,
though.
I mean, the Headshrinkers look good too.
They look
off
perfect.
Of Sika,
yeah,
perfect.
They look perfect.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's a fun show. Like
it's really good.
It's like wholesome, but like still funny.
Mm-hmm. Makes you love The Rock. Like if he actually ran for president, I'd probably
vote for him. Worse.
Yeah, I'd vote for him. They're like, your president will fucking kill you.
Better than anyone else trying to get the job right now.
It would be crazy that
I want to see him cut a promo on like somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a promo on Russia.
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin,
I'm coming for you.
I'll take this Nike nuclear missile. I'll shine it up real nice. Turn that sumbitch sideways. Straight up your candy ass.
Also, too, if he does become the president, he would be the second president to be a WWE Hall of Famer. Donald Trump is tackling the WWE Hall of Fame, which is insane to think about.
Oh, man.
And he would be the second president to take a Stone Cold Stunner.
Yeah, he would. He definitely would.
Our president was Stone Cold Stunned.
Yep.
At one point, one of our presidents took the Stone Cold Stunner.
All right, so...
What a time to be alive.
Yeah, right. Okay, so no, fantastic cream ale. It's all everything a cream ale should be.
Yeah, it was a great event beer, too. It just hit the spot.
But it also shows that Weyerbacher can do lower ABV beers.
Don't tell anybody. That's what the can should
say.
It's
a secret.
All right. I still see some freaky peach floating around, so you guys got to finish
those.
It
could be like a 4.7 and a question mark after.
Yeah, right. Okay, so.
I'm just going to take a small sip of that.
But, okay, so sweet. So tomorrow we are going to be at Poor Man's Brewing. We mentioned a little bit earlier. They're doing a bottle share, a beer share from 9:30 to 11. It was a ticketed event. We're going to, our friends from Breweries in PA, thank you for inviting us down.
Yes, thank you so much.
We're going to go check out the Year of the Lager release, right?
That's the Year of the Lager beer.
Yeah,
so that got released. That championship belt.
This past week, but I know much like last time, I'm probably going to spend an insane amount of money there.
Are we doing another Poor Man's episode after this?
We're going to have to.
Fun fact, I will say this. I will go on record. I voted for more Poor Man's than I did Fourscore that episode. Yep,
same.
But Fourscore, still, they pulled it out.
They edged it out. It wasn't by a lot.
No, it was. But
I think if there was one specific, I can't remember which pairing it was. If that would have been different, it would have went a different way.
I mean, Poor Man's is right up my alley.
Oh,
I like
Poor Man's
lagers.
Yeah, fucking amazing. Cannot go wrong with Poor Man's. Like, I love that place. Like, well, we did our first show with Poor Man's. I brought the 4-pack from them.
Yes.
So a few months ago, and like I was just blown away by the place. Like I said, Rich and I just randomly went to the Green Dragon one day, and we're like, "What's in the area?" And we were between Poor Man's or St. Boniface. I'm like, well, I've had St. Boniface beer, so let's go check Poor Man's out.
It's so crazy too. Like you go some of these breweries you drive by and you're like, what is this brewery in a strip mall? Or what is this brewery next to a Rita's Italian Ice? And you walk in and you're just blown away by what they produce.
I'm wondering if our friends will be there.
Who's that?
The ones that when we went down.
Oh, I hope so. Well, if they're not there for the ticketed event, they'll definitely they'll be there when General Admission opens up.
Or maybe we should message her on Instagram, because she said if we were going down to message them.
Yeah, because they also said too, like, they could show us a few other places.
Yeah.
I can't say super late though, because fucking I have.
Well, I have work at 6 o'clock the next morning. Who burped? So,
someone burp.
No.
Oh, I thought I smelled a burp.
All right. So, prior to our next wet ticket here, we're going to our liquor sampling for today. This is the Jameson IPA edition.
I hate fucking whiskey. Jesus
Christ. I love whiskey so much. One of these episodes, I'm going to start doing cocktails for you guys, and we're going to
step on that. I still think, and if anyone's out there, vote on this or let us know. We should. They do a lot of beers that are inspired by cocktails. So we do a smaller episode. We just each get the beer.
And then I'll make the cocktail of it.
So if we each get a 4-pack of the beer that's inspired by the cocktail, and then Andy makes the cocktail, and we do beer versus cocktail as a way to see if they really captured the cocktail in the beer, or if it's just because of the flavors that are in the beer that make it
so
that cocktail.
Already, I think just from memory, the stout was better.
Yes, I actually agree.
But this, like, if you poured this for me, I wouldn't have been able to know that this was IPA inspired.
So this is finished an 8D IPA beer barrel. So Castmate series is the result of a collaboration with our neighbors at 8D Brewing. They borrow our cask to age their fine Irish pale ale, and then we finish our signature whiskey in these IPA seasoned oak barrels. The result, classic smoothness of Jameson with notes of hops and a light, crisp finish.
It's still the smoothness of the, like, it's still very Jameson-y, if
that's honestly, a word to this me. One, I don't like, honestly, I don't think it tastes much different than regular Jameson.
A little smoother, maybe.
Yeah, but like, if there was like a slight, like,
yeah, like
odd hoppiness to it.
Yeah, like, I do not get any of the hoppiness at all.
It would have almost been better if they just threw hops in.
A hop Jameson?
Yes.
That'd be interesting. But this one I honestly just think just tastes like Jameson.
Yeah, it's like a dry hop.
Which is great. I mean, Jameson's fantastic. It's like my number two Irish whiskey.
That's why I said, I just think it's just that's why I said it smells better, because I didn't taste any IPA.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah, it's like a dry hop.
You got anything out of it, Bob? Like the stout one, I can taste the stout notes. Yep.
I said a little smoother, maybe. Touch lighter, but that's probably about it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, not really huge on that one. I mean, it's good. Don't get me wrong. It's Jameson. Can't go wrong. But it's good. But I think the stout one, the stout really shines in the Jameson, I think. Because like you get those like chocolatey and the roasty notes on it on the back end, but still has that like Jameson taste to it. So, but figured, hey, we got the IPA edition. Let's
You're doing a good job on that bottle.
Yeah, man, I drink too much.
I think because when we went to for your birthday and we came back and then we went to the barrel, I think we had some. Did we have a shot of each of them? Or did we try one of them?
Oh, at my house. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I passed.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. And then I've been on an old fashioned kick lately. I've been doing old Overholt bottle.
Oh, I think my hand jobs.
Yes. Not the Randy Marsh. But
ooh, there's a new South Park special coming.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
On June 1st.
Yeah.
What's it about? Is it another COVID one?
No, it's not COVID one.
But I guess I've been on a cocktail. I've honestly been drinking more cocktails than beers lately. So like I've been really on old fashions and old fashions, I guess. But I would love to see you said about the cocktail inspired beers, which would be really cool. I wonder if an aviation beer exists.
I don't know. I know there was
an aviation cocktail. It's gin, lemon juice, violet liquor, and maraschino liqueur. It's it's a prohibition cocktail, like prohibition era cocktail, and it's super. I really like it. Super refreshing. The violet liqueur really gives it a weird like floralness to it, and it gives us like a pale purple.
I would tend to think that the maraschino would nuke all that, though. That's
it's like a quarter ounce.
Maraschino, a little bit goes a long way with that.
So yeah, it's the I forget. It's like a fucking wicker lined bottle I have, but the violet liqueur really kind of cuts it all.
I'm sure I would love that, but I know from past experience, yeah, that maraschino liqueur, that's.
I think I want to say it's a half or a quarter ounce. I can't remember the exact recipe. It's like 2 ounces gin, 3/4 ounce fresh lemon juice. I want to say 1/4 ounce of both maraschino liqueur and creme de violette. And it like, if you ever had the old school, like violet candies,
yeah,
that's what it tastes like.
With, yeah. That's yeah. Exactly what you're talking about.
Yep. That's what it tastes like. And it's this really cool pale purple.
So what if one doesn't exist, why don't we try to make one?
All right. Yeah, we'll figure that out. We just fucking ferment on a bunch of violet candies.
Yeah. Or just whoops. Like or just actual violet.
Yeah, all right. Well, no.
Like, guys, that's not how it works.
All right. So let's break down on we got the pineapple hopper next. It's an IPA brew with pineapple, vanilla, and milk sugar from Wet Ticket. These are sweating as fuck. Holy shit, dude.
It is warm in here.
Today. Yeah. We had to bring the AC back up.
It's humid today because of the rain.
A little bit humid.
But these cans are sweaty.
It's a little bit of humidity. My hair's all over the place.
Yeah.
Me Billy. Too.
It's wild.
All right. So my hands are all wet now. But yeah, like I said, Jameson Caskmate, definitely the stout over the IPA version. All right. So Wet Ticket Brewing. You got it up, Bob. Pineapple Hopper.
Pineapple Hopper from White Ticket Brewing of Rahway, New Jersey. It's considered a milkshake IPA. Comes in at 7% ABV, and it's listed at 77 IBUs. It's been checked in 622 times, where it averages a 3.79. I have five friend check-ins, where it averages a 3.35. And I have actually had this one myself before. We've taken the trolley hopper off the tracks, amping up the pineapple notes in the original with fresh pineapple juice from our friends at Raleigh's own juice hub, then conditioning it on milk sugar and Madagascar vanilla beans. To complete the package, the pineapple hopper was dry hopped with a 06297. That's an experimental hop that hasn't been given a name yet, which very subtly complements the vanilla and adds just the right amount of hop flavor.
Ooh.
The flavor profile is listed as pineapple, hoppy, citrus, crisp, and piney.
I get a lot of vanilla right off the bat.
I should probably pour it. Oh, waiting for Bob.
It's on its way around. It's like a pineapple cream.
A cream.
Ooh, yeah.
I get a lot of vanilla. But
yeah, then that pineapple on the back a little bit.
I don't get a ton of pineapple.
No, but like it's there. It's not an overpowering... Like pineapple.
Smell it,
yeah, it's on the nose.
Pineapple definitely on the nose, 100%.
And it's a little bit on the back.
Like, yeah, but I get really heavy on the vanilla notes.
Yeah, I get pineapple on the end.
And I get the hoppiness.
That's really good. Yeah, I really like that.
That's good. I like it. It's
The pineapple's there on the aftertaste.
Yes, it's very after, like it's not super pineapple forward at all. Like I was expecting like a juice bomb out of this one, but
this might be up there for my best pineapple I ever had. I really like this.
So you like this more than this Natty Light pineapple I brought?
Yes, much more. That's really good. What is that ABV at?
7.
Wow. Look at you, Wet Ticket, sneaking them in there. Trying to ruin people's days. Get them all fucked up.
Hell yeah.
Where in Jersey are they actually located, Bob?
So, Rahway is kind of up in the northeast corner. Not quite as far, but it's if you're looking for a big city that's more better known, I look towards Newark.
Okay, or don't.
Yeah, no, Newark sucks.
Or just don't. Did you stay away from Newark?
Not this time, but it's close enough that the time before we were there, we actually we made a stop in Staten Island too, and it was like a 10-minute drive.
Oh, nice. Wow. What can you expect from Wet Ticket? Like food wise, is it like food truck? Is it restaurant?
I'm assuming that they have food trucks from time to time. I've never seen one there when I was there. Most New Jersey breweries are not allowed to sell food.
What?
Oh,
okay. Yeah, they're
New Jersey.
They have some strange laws about that. They have a big outdoor beer garden. During the summer, they have a regular concert series that they sponsor. There's like reggae bands in the lineup, a lot of soul, funk.
Nice. Funk bands are so cool.
I love reggae.
I know there was a Grateful Dead band in the lineup for this summer. I mean, I'm not a big fan either, but I know a lot of people are. I know this week, actually, I saw one of my friends from there posting earlier today. There's a big car show in Rahway. The picture that they sent me was a bunch of Mustangs all lined up down the street with the hoods open.
Nice.
There's some really nice restaurants. It's right on Main Street in Rahway. If there's the streets are clogged up, it is literally like half a block down the street from a 5-story parking garage.
Oh, that's not bad.
Nice. So yesterday was Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Did anybody celebrate?
Yes. No, and yes. I did a wrestling show yesterday for the Sanctuary. So I did commentary last night.
Nice.
Yeah.
What did you celebrate with, Billy?
Well, first of all, I wore my shirt from Fright Rags. The heroes and victims ones where on the front is the outline of Jason and all the victims are inside his body, and the back is a knife and all the heroes are inside the inside the knife. I listened to Friday the 13th appropriate music in my drive to and from work, which isn't very far.
Henry Manfredini.
But John LaJoie, that was on the league.
Oh, Taco.
Yeah. Yeah. He is also a musician, and yes.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
He does comical songs, but then he also released a couple albums of like more serious songs, and he has one that's called A New Beginning. That is him singing about the first time he saw A New Beginning, the Friday the 13th movie. Yeah. So
which
he talks about
a controversial
when he saw, yes
in the Friday the 13th lineup.
Why is that, Andy?
Because Jason's not actually in it.
Yeah. Well, he sang about that and about how he fell in love with the girl when he saw her boobs for the first time.
She did have very nice boobs.
Yes, and
that's
it's a whole song
one of
about
the best
that.
Boobie situations in the entire Friday the 13th series.
I share the song and music video every Friday the 13th on Facebook.
There it is. So no, I didn't watch any horror movies. I think
I actually did watch A New Beginning then last night after I go home from work.
So yesterday I have a Camp Crystal Lake shirt with Jason paddling a canoe.
Nice.
I just got it on like Redbubble or something. It was just like a random like artist shirt, but I wanted to watch part 4 because that's my favorite. Final chapter is my favorite one. But Rich couldn't remember Jason Takes Manhattan, so we watched that one.
That I love that one too. It's just so off the wall. It's like
I feel like my favorite is
fucking batshit crazy.
Is it three?
Like hit, like him kicking the boom box when he's walking
down
the street.
That is one of the funniest. I laugh every single time. That's one of the best scenes in the entire series. Like that movie, honestly, it's not one of my favorites.
When he literally knocked the boxer block.
Yep.
Yeah, yes. That's a good one. Yes. He punches the boxer's head off, but and then puts it in the cop car.
Yep.
But yeah, when he's walking down like Times Square, because back is in the late 80s, Times Square was super seedy. And there's these like punks, gang punks, like sitting there, and like he walks by and just boots their boombox, and they all get up like, "Yo, man," and they pull their knives out, and he just turns around and lifts his mask, and they're like, "Yo, we're cool."
So ridiculous.
But yeah, no, as a whole, Friday the 13th is probably my favorite of all the slashers.
Growing up, it was my least favorite, and Halloween was my favorite. And then I got older. And they flopped because they switched, because I was like rewatching all the Halloween movies and then rewatching all the Jasons. I'm like, okay, at least Jason stayed somewhat consistent, where Halloween just like rebooted itself. Like,
well, like the shittiest Friday the 13th movie is way better than the best Halloween sequel besides two. Yeah.
I think
Need to let you borrow the producer's cut.
I've seen it.
You've seen it.
Yeah, I have seen it. Yeah, I just need to watch it again. Oh, I thought I did. Sorry.
Yeah, I think I could be wrong. They all blend together for me, but I think Friday the 13th Part 3 or 3D.
Yeah,
that's the first one. The hockey mask.
Yeah, that might be my favorite one.
Which one's the one where they bring him back from cryogenic suspension?
Oh, Jason X.
Jason X.
Jason X is also a lot of awesome.
Fun. It's fun.
Jason X, like, it was made to be bad.
What was
like,
the dumb one where they bring him back by
a robot?
Yeah, what's the one where they fucking stick a stake through him and then it electrocutes
That's
him?
Jason Lives, and that one's fucking amazing. Yeah. Part six is when Jason becomes supernatural.
Yeah.
Part six is fantastic. The only thing that sucks about part six is it's like muted. Like, you don't see half the kills.
Yeah.
Like, there's not much gore. It honestly didn't even need to be rated R. There's no boobs.
Well, there's a script out there that I read for one that they didn't make that would be awesome because it explains how Jason gets supernatural.
Yeah.
Because his dad was a warlock. And then he went to the grave and then he like dug the body up and did whatever that brought him back to life to avenge the mom.
So this was like and then Pet Sematary version.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, kind of. But it was a...
But fucking Jason Goes to Hell is off the rails. Like that one's interesting though. It's entertaining.
Great box art.
Like it's just like, but like the whole like Jason possessing
I think the lawsuit's over out of 10. That's why they started having to name them Jason Lives and Jason Goes to Hell. Cause the one writer on the original movie,
the 13th.
Well, yeah,
Jason X. Yeah, I mean,
like after that when they started using his name in the title, so they can still make the movies.
Yeah, because
one of the original writers was the one who supposedly came out with Friday the 13th. So they started a lawsuit because he created the title but didn't create the character. So Sean Cunningham created the character.
Sean Cunningham created the title too.
I just
started watching.
That's what Memories. Yeah,
today.
But that's what the argument is about. Is that this one guy?
He's trying to claim it.
They were supposed to call it something else, and then he said, "Oh well, why don't we call it Friday the 13th?"
Yeah.
So that's where the lawsuit came from. Why they had to name it Jason X, and then
Jason goes to hell.
Can't wait for this podcast to blow up so I can go through that same thing.
Freddy versus Jason.
Yes.
But I just started watching I just started watching Crystal Lake Memories today. Yeah, it's like
a
6.5 hour long documentary about every single movie.
I'm smelling now. Some people don't like to clean their yard and when the wind blows.
I don't smell anything.
There's also a very good Nightmare on Elm Street one.
I think I have it from you. I never
sleep again.
Yeah, I still have
I think I rebought it on Blu-ray.
I think I still have your DVD copy of it.
Well, all right, so we are at the Trolley Hopper, and I gotta say, this is a fucking good beer.
Wow.
See, actually, we did these backwards because the pineapple one is a variant of this. We should have did this first.
Really?
Yes.
I get that now. Yeah. This is really, really good. So the Trolley Hopper, they just take and they add like different fruit adjuncts to make it like the pineapple hopper. And because I did see beers.
No, the Trolley Hopper's first. It's the original.
Yeah, but I'm saying is when they make fruit variants, they just say the fruit hopper. Yeah, this is really good.
Yeah, this is a fantastic IPA.
It's that creamy oaty.
The creaminess, the oatiness, getting the the bit of citrus and.
Like OT or OD, like the dog on Garfield.
The dog. It tastes very doggy.
So, Trolley Hopper by Wet Ticket Brewing of Rahway, New Jersey. Again, this is considered a New Englander hazy IPA. This is another one that unsuspectingly comes in at 7% ABV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also rated at 77 IBUs. It's been checked in 3,000 times where it averages a 3.84. I have 11 friend check-ins where it averages a 3.77, and I've had this one once myself as well. This beer is all about the hops and is our interpretation of a New England IPA. With more than 3 pounds of hops per barrel, you will be engulfed in a resinous, juicy, tropical hop experience that lets you savor the hop flavors without being overcome by bitterness. Savor the aromatics of this beer as you will be hit by an intense wave of citrus, peach, and tropical fruit aromas. The flavor will be ever so slightly dank and will match the expectations created by the aroma. Named after the long-lost Rahway trolley line, jump aboard the hopper and enjoy the ride. And the flavor profile is listed as hoppy, citrusy, smooth, bitter, and sweet.
Yeah, this is really good.
No, this is fantastic IPA.
I would try to drink these all day and then die. That's what would happen. That's what happened right there.
Yeah, 7% causes some trouble sometimes.
Yeah.
But all of these have been great, though. Like Wet Ticket.
Yeah. Got to add to the list to go travel. Oh, never mind. Is that you that can't go to Jersey?
No, I can't go to Philly.
Philly, okay.
Just can't drive.
I can go to Philly. I just can't take my car there.
Yeah, he is.
That's Cheesefoot that can't go to Jersey.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I think Cheesefoot's banned from Jersey.
Yeah. I mean, which isn't a bad.
Because he refused to pay a parking ticket.
Yeah.
That's why I can't go to Philly.
So.
Seriously, though. Fucking parked on South Street. No kiosk. No signs. Nothing. We go. Rich and I had lunch at Milk Boy. Came back. We went to. There's this art place that's like all this crazy shit all over the place. I can't remember what it's called. But it's like something gardens. But it's like mirrors. And it's an art installation. And so then it was like 15 or 20 blocks away. So we drove to it. And then I paid my $6 to park there. 3 fucking months later, I get a parking ticket from Philly saying you owe money for a park. I'm like, no, I'm like, fuck that. I'm just not going to pay it. Then they send it back. Oh, I owe $100 now too, because they had to send it to me. I'm like, what? Why don't you just put this on my fucking car? So I disputed it. I sent them my parking receipt. I'm like, there was nothing marked where I was. This is like right across from the TLA. There's nothing there. It was just a bunch of garbage along the street. And And I'm like, why would I pay the whole $6 20 blocks away and not there? Oh, well, you didn't park. It was marked. So I just refused to pay it. Fuck them.
Got them.
Fuck. Philly, I used to like you, Philly.
I want to pull an old Jackass stunt in Pottsville, because they're like going crazy with giving people tickets now with the whole parking garage and everything like that. I want to dress up as a legit fairy.
All the
the parking meter fairy. And he's like, you can't do this. He's like, well, we'll share some. Oh, I'll do some and you do some.
You can't though, because you can't put money in the meters anymore there.
You can, yeah.
Can you? I thought they disabled it. You have to do it through the app.
No,
that's
it's
what
both.
All the people were bitching about when they said that.
I was just there yesterday. They're still pay meters in the parking lot.
Oh, they must have fixed it then.
Yeah.
I just don't refuse
because
to pay
I
to
just
park
on because on like Fridays when I stop after work and before work at Pilgrim every Friday. So if you're listening and you're in the area between the hours of 2 and quarter after 3:30, I'm there every Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there on Thursday for my haircut.
But I just will park and pay, and then the one parking guy actually comes in and we'll ask if anyone's parked and in there. And then if you say, yeah, then he's like, all right, what car do you have? And then he doesn't.
Oh, I like that guy.
Mm-hmm. Basically, just park on a side street because they don't have the resources.
Well, he's on the clock when he pops in. I mean, technically I can't, but if he was there after hours, and not on the clock, I would.
Yeah. Literally, fuck you, Pottsville. Like,
oh my God.
Just make it free. Like, literally, like, you're not making huge revenue off of people parking in downtown fucking Pottsville.
They're making a big revenue off people finding people.
Make it free, and then the people can enjoy all their businesses. Because the fucking crackheads aren't paying for fucking parking anyway, so.
Well, I mean, most of them don't own a car in
That's
the first
true.
Place,
That's so. Also true. But, like, literally, like, you're not making any money. Fuck the bullshit. Goddamn archaic ass Pottsville government, because it's all old people. I'm glad they're all dying off now, and people in our generation that actually care about the town it's getting in their hands.
Yeah, I
that's my hot take. Fuck Pottsville.
Well, I would say fuck Pottsville. I'm happy that Pottsville's turning around.
Fuck Pottsville leadership is what I mean to say.
Grinding Andy's gear.
Yeah, yep. It is. Like
old man screams like
clouds. Paying for parking is one of the fucking bullshit things ever. I don't know how, like, in state college, like, there's impossible to, like, I remember going up there and getting tickets left and right because it's impossible to pay and impossible to find anywhere to park.
Oh, my God. I paid so many parking tickets in Bloomsburg going to see Heidi, like, trying to get laid, you know, like, fucking, it was like I was paying for sex. I paid tuition every year fucking and parking tickets. And then I lost my keys the one time.
Oh, no.
That was awful.
All right. So now the piece de resistance.
First off, for 2000.1. 2.1K of you, fuck you. 375, grow up. This is a good beer.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, grow up. this is not, this deserves more.
So we got the Taste Like Summer, the watermelon wheat ale.
Dude, I can even taste the seeds in this.
Yeah. It's going to grow on your belly now.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's why I'm going
to tell
fat.
That shit to us or our kids.
Our kids, I heard it yesterday.
Don't eat the seeds. Now they're all seedless. Well, holy shit. I gave this a 4.75 last year.
So did I.
All right.
I gave it a 4.5. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say it's worth it.
Yeah. I'm still on board. I'm going to drop it down to 4.5. But.
Tastes like wheat.
Monster.
Summer watermelon. Yeah, tastes like wheat. Tastes like summer weed. Watermelon weed from a Wet Ticket Brewing of Rahway, New Jersey. It's listed as a fruit beer. It comes in at 5.8% ABV and it's listed at 15 IBUs. It has been checked in approximately 2,100 times where it averages a 3.75. I have 11 friend check-ins where it averages a 4.01.
You're welcome.
And this will be my third time logging it.
Second for me. How is it on draft?
It's fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah. I have a highlight here, and actually this is from Connie P., the one that got me turned on to this brewery. This is seasonal, so when it's gone until the next year. And her highlight is, well, hello, watermelon wheat. Nice to see you again. I missed you. She gave it like all kinds of smiley heart emojis, and she gave it a 4.5.
There it is.
Right up goes, dominated by the fresh taste and aroma of watermelon, this beer is the perfect summer refresher. We started with a classic American wheat recipe, then added the juice of 52 watermelons when the primary fermentation was almost complete. The resulting beer is crisp, dry, and will take you back to your favorite summer memories of finishing a backyard barbecue with a slice of watermelon.
I'm scrolling through Untappd, and I see Bob's check-in. And all it is beers and boobs. Until you click on the photo, and then it's an actual photo. But the way it's cropped is just like, boink.
You know, they kind of are my two favorite things.
This beer is what I was expecting the first time I had Hell or High Watermelon by 21st Amendment.
Which isn't bad.
It's not bad. Don't get me wrong. But it's, I think it's lacking on the watermelon.
I think for me, watermelon beers, as of now, goes this and then Green Zebra.
I'd agree too. Because it's very, I feel like it's very hard to keep that watermelon flavor. And I think adding it toward the end.
The other thing too is that watermelon naturally is very subtle flavor.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, I think adding it late in fermentation is the key, what they mentioned there. Because if you add it too early, watermelon's very sugary. It's going to ferment out and it's going to kill a lot of that watermelon flavor, I think. So when they add it when it's about done fermenting, it's not going to grab a hold of that and keep processing it out.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
But yeah, I mean, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I love this.
But it's this and then Green Zebra and then Hell or High Watermelon.
I never had Green Zebra.
I don't know what Zebra is. Roy Pitts makes a watermelon lager that is pretty good too.
Yeah, I think I've had that too.
They're no longer in business anymore, but the place that you talked about, like the Hawaiian theme, didn't they have a watermelon?
Oh, Lanahu. Yeah, the shirt you're wearing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. they had a watermelon lager that was good. I believe I had a brew.
No, that was a raspberry lager.
Could have sworn they had a watermelon.
They had a lot of stuff with like mangoes and guavas and papaya, but.
But no, I mean, the Wet Ticket. Like, it doesn't have that, like, Hefeweizen taste to it that a wheat ale sometimes does. It's really watermelon forward. Like, it really captures that juicy watermelon. I think that's what gets lost in a lot of watermelon beers.
That's depressing that they're no longer a business. That sucks.
Fucking COVID.
I was trying to go back to look at their...
Wow, goddamn.
Yeah. Their beers, and I can't see anything now because all their beers are off the...
Yeah. All right, so we've had quite the assortment here today.
So thank you, Bob, for...
Yes, yeah,
thanks, Bob,
thank
for
you.
Doing the making the trip out there and grabbing all these.
So just before we kind of get into our beer of the night, next week we will be back on Sunday at 3:12. What are we doing?
At 3:12 on the dot.
3 or 12.
You tell us, Billy, what are we doing next week?
12. I'm fine with 12.
All right, cool. 12. So we'll be back live next Sunday at 12.
I guess, but
with Zach. Zach will be joining us, and we're doing our Star Wars episode.
Yes, we are going to talk Star Wars. We're going to talk the Obi-Wan Kenobi series starts the Friday after the show.
And then Tony's just going to sit there
and have
a blank look on his face like, and just nod the whole episode.
Yep.
We have the May the 4th Be With You beers from Fourscore.
Yes.
We also have an older Fourscore Star Wars beer.
We also have a beer
that we cannot talk about.
We're not going to talk about it anyway.
It's not that we can't talk about it. We just don't want to talk about it.
You don't have the stones.
We don't have the stones to talk about. We have the stones to talk about it. We just choose not to.
Yeah,
because we might get sued because we said the word stone.
I don't want to. Yeah. that's a subtle ass hint right there of what that beer is going to be. And then we have one from our pals down at Brewery Fire as well.
Yes.
And then
two from them, don't we?
Yeah, we have two from them actually. Yeah, we have one that's a Star Wars theme and one of the Star Wars adjacent themes.
It's within the family.
Yeah.
It's one that's a reference to
it's a dark helmet beer.
That would not exist if
it's a dark helmet.
If Star Wars were not a thing.
I have Spaceballs the movie t-shirt.
It's a dark helmet beer.
I might wear that next week.
I'm thinking you
Spaceballs
should.
Spaceballs the flamethrower. Spaceballs 2, the quest for more money.
And then, we're going to do all that. And then hopefully soon we'll be kicking off that Knock One High School Star Wars show.
Yeah, so we'll get there once I figure out how I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Very loudly and impassioned.
You know, my problem is, and why I've been delaying, like, what is there to, like, I'm having a hard time with how do we talk about it? Because it's been so long and everyone's already done it.
So the whole angle is you, like, we watch it, but you explain the things I didn't pick up yet without ruining
things. All right.
Because it's like there's other podcasts out there where people have not seen movies before and they do it, and they have a person on that has seen it and then would basically force the other person to watch it.
That's the sense of what we're getting here.
Yes.
All yep. right.
So,
okay, that helps. I
would say that's how it is.
I forgot it's that like, was like the premise.
So
I'm
it's
sorry.
Like, yeah. So you have seen them all, and you are a gigantic fan of everything
and
Star
Wars. And
I've
seen them one time.
For the most part.
And just kind of was there for it.
All right.
Because you're like a casual fan versus a super fan.
Yes.
Is basically what it would end up being.
I'm just trying to figure out how I want to space it. We'll figure it out.
In space.
Yeah. Falls.
Because like I got to add Fallen Order and all that shit in there. So
yeah.
Well, we're starting with, we're going to watch it in chronological order. So yeah. We start with
Phantom Menace. Yeah. We're not going to touch the literary or comic side of it.
Okay. Yeah. So it's just movie. Movie and anime. Or animation.
Yeah. Like,
so movie and TV show.
Media.
Yeah.
I don't got time to read.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I ain't got time to bleed.
And then we do have an episode coming up for the brewery you just picked up.
Berwick Brewery.
And then do we have another one lined up? Or is it just it?
Did the John Candy thing ever?
I think we got to find out.
We're moving forward. We got some stuff in that.
Because it's
not technically beer. It's a malt based beverage, but they are candy themed.
Because I'm still sitting on two of the house that I'm saving.
All right, okay. We can definitely do that then.
Did we talk about it on camera?
Yeah,
we did. So we're gonna
We are now.
Yeah. So we're gonna be doing a candy themed beer. And also talking about John Candy.
Yes. So if anyone out there knows any candy beers or wants to send us any candy beers.
Do we have
are
those Warhead ones out there again?
No, we're not.
Meet us and drop
off.
There's
a new pack that has watermelon and shit in it.
No.
I'm sure it's still horrible a cash grab.
The yellow one wasn't bad. The yellow lemon one was okay.
Well, but because
Arsenal makes lemon beers, like a normal, those I will never drink again.
Art is anal.
Yeah.
Art is anal.
Well, I don't know why they never called us back.
All right. So
for 300, please.
What are we going here? All right. So Freaky Peach is not in the running today because that's just our bonus beer of the day, and neither is I don't think this the cream ale is not either because they're not wet.
That's not the cream ale,
and neither is it Jameson.
Oh, the cream ale is behind me.
Everything
already
that's on the lineup is there.
Jameson, however, is
because it's an IPA.
No,
Indica, Champion Cream Ale, and Freaky Peach are not.
No, but they are all three fantastic fucking beers. I've never had a bad beer from Lost Coast. Obviously, Trogues is fantastic, and the Weyerbacher Cream Ale.
Weyerbacher beer.
They say it's 4.5, but they're lying to us.
I think it's
9.7.
No, I think it's 9.5. I think there's a Sharpie mark on the top half of the four.
So, Bob, since you are the one that procured these beers, what's your number one today?
My number one is
it's on the other end.
Yeah, Stole the Watermelon.
I would agree. I do have a very, very close second, though.
But you get on and blow your wad on
that. I know where this is going, so I'm not going to vote on the one I actually think is Beer of the
what
Night.
What do you think is Beer of the Night?
I'm not going to say because it's going to be my number two, but I'm going to vote for Wet Tick, the Watermelon.
So what if we put it off record and you hit your mute switch and say it?
we'll see what your second one is.
Well, it's already 3-1. I
was going to go Watermelon anyway, but for the same reasons. Like, they were all fantastic.
Trolley Hopper was my number one.
That's mine as well.
Trolley Hopper, honestly, is my number one, but I knew the watermelon's gonna take it.
I'm a sucker for pineapple, but I'm going with the trolley with the regular Trolley Hopper
as well.
Hopper is definitely that's a fantastic New England IPA.
Yeah, that's really, really good. Number three.
I'm gonna go with the Mexican Lager.
I'm gonna second the Mexican Lager because that was my number three as well.
I would go pineapple, but I do like the Mexican lager.
I just like the Mexican lager because it's like an all day, like just,
yeah, it's really, really good.
You know what? I was
like yard
between
work.
The pineapple and the lease, but just to get more cans in the picture, it's a tie.
There it is. I really like this. I think I scored this higher than this, to be honest with you, and like now thinking about it, the Mexican lager, but they're all really good. Wet Ticket, man, they're good at fruit adjuncts. I like it a lot. And then not to give it any shade, but for a beer that I didn't think I was gonna like, with that pumpkin spice one, that was really good as well.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that one fantastic. Like, I would love to have that in the fall.
Yeah.
You know, again, this is an episode where there are no losers on this table. Every one of them is fantastic.
I feel if there is one beer that I just recently had that I was like, I don't want to do it on camera because I don't want to.
Now, yeah, it. We'll just say it hits all the marks.
It hits the marks.
It is what it's supposed to be.
It is what it's supposed to be.
100% what it's supposed to be, but there's no chance I can drink a full glass.
It would 100% be a log and no score.
We get laughs out of looking at everyone's facial expressions.
Oh,
I haven't had it yet.
So. Well, we'll
bring that as a bonus for another week.
Maybe you'll get one to go home with, Bob.
It's pretty rough.
Or off camera.
Yeah.
But it is exactly what it is.
It is 100%. But maybe even 110%.
You're gonna
say what it is.
You're gonna say why, but why not?
We tried it before Tornado Tech Podcast, and every single person went, "No, thank you."
I tried it on my own. I am glad I gave the company money.
Yeah,
but
yes. It's a gimmick, though, and I probably if
amazing can art.
I appreciate it for what it is.
What everyone's responding to is what they thought was going to happen.
Yes,
it's a troll beer.
But that's
it is.
Now I've had other ones because I already know. Even though I haven't had it, I know what we're talking about. I've had other ones of these where I would probably never drink more than one.
Blue Toad.
They're all a novelty.
Blue Toad was
this is not a session beer. This is.
Oh no.
You know,
It's a joke in a flight or to fuck with your friends is a great
beer. Like an 8-ounce canned beer.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. But maybe we'll sneak it in next week with Zach at the table.
Actually, we probably should.
We should.
Yeah. And this does not reflect our opinions on this brewery, but it's
100%.
They 100% knew exactly what they were doing. So.
They knew. Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll do it for Bang & Beers Podcast. Bob, what do you got to plug?
Wet Ticket. If you're near Rahway, check it out. It is well worth your time.
All right. Bill?
I'm going to say get your tickets for Brewfest. They are on sale now.
We'll be there for VIP.
I believe I shared the link, but I will do it again if need be.
Do we have a full list of who's going to be there this year?
Mostly full.
Do you have any
on the Bang & Beers page?
Early pick, who do you think is taking beer this festival?
Well, the returning champions take
the returning champions are Snitz Creek. But it's hard to say, because it's a pretty stacked list this year. I know Abomination will be there,
they will be
nice.
So it will
haven't
be
been
a good
there
day.
In two
they
years.
Haven't been there in two years, yeah. So it'll be a good day. We are all going to be there for the VIP. So if you want to get VIP tickets, I suggest getting them because there's a limited number. It would be more of a chance for us to hang out on the smaller scale.
I think it'd be fun to go around and not only do the little short segments of like talking to the brewers and doing that, but also asking people, what was your pick? Yep, what was your pick? Like, go around and ask everybody, what was your favorite beer? Like, I think that'd be fun to do.
Yeah,
if we want,
we have to do
if
that.
What if each of us takes a role? Like, one person, their job is specifically to just go up to people and ask what their pick is.
I like that.
Yeah. And then one person is to talk to the brewers, and then one, like,
I'll be the what's your beer?
And you pick that, you son of a bitch. But we'll mainly because it was a smaller question. Or we team up and one records one.
We'll figure it out because someone's gonna have to record us.
Well, that's what I mean. So if we team up and one,
put it on
so
him,
one records and one
you
asks.
And Bob, you and Bob are team interview brewers.
All right. Well,
and me and Bill will be team.
Hey, what's your beer?
What's your beer?
And then we quick run away and just scurry away.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Next person,
and we just literally walk around with a cell phone on it and a gimbal.
Yeah.
I have a GoPro.
What I think we should do is record with the phone and use the mics.
Yep. And then I can sync everything up.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Be fun.
Should we get like a Bangin' Beers like box thing like WWE has?
I'm sure we know someone
the mic.
I'm sure we know someone that could make one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Zach probably could.
That's who I was getting at. But I didn't want to name drop and put any pressure on him.
The only problem is that like this microphone holder for the wireless mics is really, it's not like a normal size. It's like,
well, he probably would need as the measurements, I imagine. And then,
yeah, we can do that. We'll throw a sticker on it.
Yeah.
I would really like it to be like a really thin mic, like in the, like the 50s, yeah.
But everyone who's on camera has to wear like a reporter wig,
yeah,
like the hair scooped over.
Well, not.
And now I go to.
I thought we were in Toxa all wearing
powdered wigs.
Yeah, powdered wigs for the whole event.
We'll wear powdered wigs for
fucking July. I'm not wearing a powdered wig.
We'll wear powdered wigs for Brewsgiving.
I might cut the sleeves off my Lord Bob shirt for that day.
I'm probably gonna order a sleeveless shirt for that day.
Yeah. Redbubble is the way to get it.
Yes.
And we have the cool thing is, so with the Redbubble, before on Teespring with the leggings, we had just the logo on the right leg. Now we do it like it's like a pattern, so it's like a repeating
so
logo.
Do you want me to order them and wear them?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I'm sure you got a sweet ass, Bill. You can show it off.
I would be distracting.
Not from the backside.
No.
Andy, what do you got to plug?
Just keep supporting your local breweries right now. We're going to be at Poor Man's tomorrow if you're in the area, or if you're going to be at the event, come say hi, talk to us. We would love to have additional brewers and people on.
Yeah, absolutely. IWP Network, support us. Check out the rest of the shows. If you grab some merchandise, make sure you take a picture wearing that. And just like I said, if you made it this far and you're listening to the audio, take a screen grab or your phone. If you're listening to audio, take a screen grab or leave a review on Apple. We want to start reading reviews off. And like I said, those reviews and those rankings and the stars help us get pushed further in the rankings, so we get new eyes on the product. So even if you're not like, if you're someone who's like, I don't really talk to people, I'm shy, that's a good way that you can do it without doing the word of mouth. Just putting that post out there or making something on social media, and just tag us in it at Bangin' Beers Podcast on all social media. And we'll see you guys on the next one. This is technically on my side 164, but it's actually 163.
No, it's 164, and 162 will be released as a last episode.
Yeah, next week
we had problems with the audio or something.
Next week we actually wanted to record on Cinco de Mayo for Star Wars.
Yes,
but it didn't happen. So that'll be 162.
We already pushed to 162.
Our 163.
This is 163. You skipped this episode somehow, though.
Yeah, I don't know what
we'll figure it out.
It says 164. 163 is the last episode. There's a problem with the camera or audio or some shit.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
See you later.
We just edit it. It's going to be okay.
Never happened. Bye.